Are you a badass photographer looking to create a life that sets your soul on fire? If the answer is hell yes, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Camera Queens podcast, where we talk about showing up, making bank, and finding focus in who the F you are. I'm your host, Belle Vidiglione, here to break the rules, guide you on your rebellious journey toward a lit up life, and celebrate your successful photography business. Let's do this. Hello and welcome to a solo epi of Camera Queens Find Your Focus. I'm your host, Belle Vidiglione, and I am chatting about all things mini photo sessions today and why we should do them or why we could do them and the positive benefits to having them as part of your marketing strategy, especially if you're in the family photography space. This episode is for you. And definitely stick around because I will talk about my 4 to 6 week strategy on how to market your minis as well. Okay, so let's just dive straight into it. I basically think that mini photo sessions are so good on so many levels. I hear sometimes photographers saying things like, they attract really cheap clients or they attract shittier clients because the clients that they do bring in are the ones that only want a bargain and, you know, red flags and all the things. And I'm like, oh, interesting. But if we're using our we've got a clear message, we've got a clear ideal client, and we're continually talking to that person, and our whole brand is set up to represent, you know, our brand in a way that's professional and luxury or whatever it is, it's actually such a great way to be able to help people who, you know, they may not be able to afford a full package at that time frame. So let's dive in. Why we could or should do minis if it aligns for you and your business. Accessibility. Minis are generally a shorter time period, and it just really helps because they're generally cheaper than a longer package. So it's more accessible to an audience who may be struggling. And one of my biggest values is generosity and giving back. And so I just love to be able to offer a smaller package at a cheaper price point because I know what it's like to not have the funds to invest in a full photography package, you know, and I just think it's a really great way to bring in people that may not have access to you on a normal basis. And what generally happens as well, you get those people in, they've already invested in you, and then they want more. So they might want some digital images, they might want some printed product. And so there is that opportunity to upsell to them as well. And because that money that they already invested in the mini was maybe 3 months ago, they're like, hell yeah, I now have the availability for more funds to invest in product as well. Collaboration, one of my favorite things. So minis provide an excellent opportunity to collab with other businesses as well. So if you're thinking of like hiring a beautiful venue, you might want to have like a gorgeous dress hire place, like especially if it's a maternity mini shoot. You could collaborate with florists, especially if there's like a dry rain arrangement or a fresh floral arrangement as well. If there's any props that you use, like I've seen those beautiful stands that people use or furniture, things like that. So you can actually do an email out, a call out to other local vendors and just be like, hey, I'm putting together these, you know, mini photo sessions. Did you guys want to do a cheaper rate? And we will all market each other to each other's audiences. We can potentially do lives together. We can actually just like, you know, talk to each other's audience. So it's more eyeballs means more leads, which means more clients. Okay. This is one of my favorite things about a mini, and the potential to reach people who may not have even thought that they could have a photo shoot with you. So inclusivity. So a lot of my clients have neurodivergent children, and the shorter duration of a mini session means that there's less time for the children to become overstimulated, overwhelmed, and then to, you know, act out. Or, you know, I know it can be a little bit frustrating if you're taking your child to somewhere new and they just are out of their comfort zone, and it can be a trigger. So, you know, that can be definitely a draw card for a lot of photographers, you know, who are offering minis, is that they can be more inclusive, which I love. It's also a cash injection. So when advertised correctly, it's going to bring in that bulk income, because we don't put people on a payment plan for a mini. It's like pay in full, the spot's yours, great for cash flow. A mini is also a really good one if we have objections for people booking you. So it can really take that barrier away from, you know, someone actually booking you, because one of the most common objections I hear from people who want to book like a family session is that, oh my gosh, my partner does not want to come. I have to drag him away from the cricket or her. There's no way that they'll want to just come and hang out and, like, you know, do the whole photo shoot thing. Whereas, like, it's generally speaking, it would be the mum booking the photo shoot, and it will be like, cool, let's just like go. It's 20 minutes in and out. It's going to be super quick. So yeah, that's just another thing that I find is such a positive about offering a mini session. The other thing is, like, when you're advertising a mini, really talk about the benefits of it and how, you know, generally the mum isn't in any of the photos. She's the one with the iPhone taking the photos of her, of the kids, and the partner. And it's like, she's the one that's left out. So I think, especially with, you know, Mother's Day coming up, motherhood minis are such a great way to really, you know, have access to a greater audience and also get some cash flow in before the winter months come. So I also want to talk really quickly about potential future income by having minis as part of your marketing strategy. And in our photography, industry, longevity is literally the key to success. It's not about that $300 or $400, you know, amount that you get from one shoot. Hopefully it's more, let's work our way up. But it's actually the lifetime value of your client. So your client could potentially be spending $5,000, $10,000 with you over the next coming years as they come back annually, or they come back for the next child, for their maternity, their newborn session, their family photos, their cake smash, all of those sort of things. You will definitely be top of mind when they think of a photographer. It's like, oh yes, we'll get Belle back to do our family photos. And then we'll also, you know, you can upsell them their prints and their digitals and their albums and their acrylic blocks and all of the things. I totally understand that every photographer is different. And of course, your ideal client is completely different as well. You have to work out what feels good for you and your business, what your style is, and also your energy levels. Like, what capacity do you have? And also, I want to let you know, I've created a really simple to follow 4 to 6 week market your mini action plan. So I'll chuck that link in the show notes, and I'd love for you to let me know what you think. That's it from me today. So market your minis. If you have any success or you use any of my suggestions in the action plan, DM me on Insta and let me know. Hey, Camera Queen. Thanks for tuning in. I hope this episode got you lit. Let's keep the fire burning. Jump online and share your ideas with the Instaverse. Don't forget to tag me at @BelleVitiglione in your posts and stories, so we can continue the conversation. Until next time.